Welcome to the Cosmic Cafe podcast. Join me, Lexi Wrightson, each week in the virtual cafe where we talk all things ascension, astrology, and the incoming age of Aquarius. Welcome to this episode of the Cosmic Cafe. Today I am solo in the cafe. You've got a few thoughts from me. So I'm just sat here with my ceremonial cacao, just musing over the energy at the moment and musing about how we're finding it. But also as we move into this eclipse season, what can we do? How can we harness the energy? But most importantly, as we come to this Libra new moon, is there things that we need to let go of? So traditionally we'd let go during a full moon, but sometimes at new moons it really highlights us what boundaries we need to put in, and sometimes there is a real element of releasing. So something that's really been in my head for the last kind of 12 hours is a phrase, and it was a phrase where I was really tuning into the energy of this Libra new moon. And this actually comes from a prayer that we used to say at school. It was known as the school prayer. And it went a little bit like this. Who is she that looketh forth to the morn, fair as the moon, pure as the sun, and terrible as an army of banners? And this has been going round in my head, and I'm thinking about this Libra new moon. And the reason I'm really thinking about this, it's the reason it kept popping up and keeps popping up until I said it, is really, what are we doing as a collective? How are we ready to stand up? How are we ready to challenge authority, to stand for freedom, to stand for truth, to stand for justice for the collective? So this is a really big, new, powerful moon. So it's in an eclipse season as well. So when we have these eclipses, it's called a ring of fire eclipse at 21 degrees of Libra. It's about bringing something new, bringing something unexpected into your life. And it's quite a rare astrological event, but it's one of those events that really gives you a kick up the bum and brings you one step closer to your destiny, your true soul purpose. And when we sit in this energy of this new moon, it's really about focusing ourselves. Where are we working as a collective? Where are we working as a collective for justice? Where are we really standing up for ourselves? So usually Libra is kind of like the nice girl. It's all about people pleasing. It's all about play nice, play by the rules, go with the flow, sit with the crowd, really just, you know, don't do anything that is going to shake anything up, anything that's going to rock the boat. But as we come into this new moon, there's a real change to this energy. And it's really looking, as we go into being conjunct near the south node, is looking our past behaviours. So where in the past have we played by the rules? Where have we been really nice? Where have we gone with the flow and just melted in with the crowd? Where have we not stood up for our own truth? And this new moon in Libra really helps us evaluate. Evaluate relationships of so many different kinds, so many different levels. But it's also really honing in on where have we been a people pleaser in our personal life? Where have we been overly compliant personally and collectively? Where have we just followed what we've been told to do, but not having our own needs met? So where have we been deeply conventional when actually our soul has been screaming for us to follow our own truth? These times that we're in at the moment is a massive choice point. Where are you just going to coast along? Where are you going to play by the rules? Be the nice person that doesn't stand out in the crowd? Or are you going to really stand your ground? Are you really going to stand up for what is your truth? What is justice for the collective? What is going to be a fairer society for all, where we're not going to exclude anybody? Also, in a fairer society where we don't label anybody, no one is special, we are all beings of the divine. It's a lot to really think about as we go into this new moon, because what we're really thinking about is, where have you not been yourself? Where have you given your power away to blend in? And it's quite easy to think, oh, I've never blended in, I've never followed the crowd. But really think about, over the last 3 years, where have you fitted in? Where have you been people pleasing? Where have you challenged authority? Or have you not challenged authority? Have you just gone with the flow? Have you gone with what you've been told without questioning, because you didn't want to be seen as the black sheep? And now, as we step into this energy, if this new moon, as we step into the end of 2023, are you ready to change your views? Are you ready to stand up? Are you ready to challenge authority? To stand up for your freedom, for your truth, and for justice for many? It's really big questions, and for some of us, there are questions that we've been quite clear with. From the start, we have stood up for authority, we have shaken up patterns, we haven't accepted what we've been told, we've really gone for it, we've stood in our power. But for some of us, it's that step back of, oh God, actually, I followed the collective, and the collective isn't serving me now, it's not meeting my needs. So expect this solar eclipse to really bring about something that's going to shake you up. Maybe it's going to be something new and unexpected in your life. Maybe it's something that's going to shake up the collective. The truth is laid out there in front of us. Many of us can see the truth. Some of us can't see the truth. If we are living in a matrix, then we're seeing the storybook being played out. So where are you going to say stop, no more? Where are you going to challenge authority that is deemed to be over you? And you stand in your own sovereignty and say, actually, I don't respect your authority anymore, because you have led me down a path of distraction, of errands, where you have led me down a path which is not my truth. Where can you hone in your energy and really focus on your self-empowerment? Where is your self-confidence at this new moon? Where can you release those people-pleasing tendencies? Where can you raise your standards so only the right people are in your life? Are you truly ready to stand up for what you believe in? And these are really, really big questions. Are you ready for the universe to give you a kick and put you back on the course so you can really fulfill your soul's mission? It's particularly prevalent if we have slipped somewhere. Where are you being called to shake up and shake up the peace and not feel guilty for doing so? Because sometimes it's the person who really has that courage, that tenacity to ask the right questions, to dig underneath and find the facts. They shouldn't feel guilty because they've asked the question. Where are you going to have that confidence to step into your own power, to shake up everything that's conventional and not feel guilty? Lots and lots of big questions at this new moon. But we truly are at choice point times. Are you going to sit with a compliant status quo? Or are you ready to lead the revolution? And leading the revolution doesn't mean going and grabbing a gun, some cluster bombs. It doesn't mean being violent. It means dropping into your heart. It means a peaceful revolution from your heart. It means peaceful non-compliance. The power of the word no. Let's think about that for a moment. The power of the word no. No in itself is a complete sentence. So are you ready to be part of that heart-led love revolution? And there are some amazing heart-led leaders at the moment, but you are one of them. If you're listening to this, you know you are. You know you're here to do a job. You know you're here not to be part of the status quo. So are you ready at these choice point times? Can you reflect back on past decisions that you've made? Can you reflect back and go, okay, that's where I tried to fit in, but no more? Can you stand up for your truth? Can you stand up for justice? Just don't forget the other point of Libra. Libra is the scales of justice. What is coming out? This is going to tip the balance. So we might see some court cases coming out, but where can you stand for justice? So often we think of justice as the Lady of Justice, she who sits at the top of the Old Bailey holding the scales of justice. But this isn't about legal justice in the set of man-made laws. This is about natural justice. Who has broken the natural laws, the divine laws, that now need to have rectification to bring about balance for the collective again? Really think about that. So there will be some actual law breaking, but really think about breach of natural laws. Where are they happening at the moment? How can we bring them back into balance? How can we serve justice and fairness to ensure that we're not being taken for a ride anymore? So I'm keeping this podcast quite short today because there's a lot to think about. But I really want you to dig down, to drop into your heart. Just ask yourself a few questions. Where are you people pleasing? Where are you ready to challenge authority and shake up relationships? Where are you ready to stand up, to challenge authority, to stand for your truth, your freedom, and your justice to the collective? Where are you ready to be put back on course if your soul's mission slipped a little bit? Are you ready for unexpected events, something new, something unexpected? Are you ready to be the shining light? Are you ready to truly step into your soul's mission and be part of this heart-led, peaceful revolution? The huge collective who just say no. So it's a big new moon. There's lots and lots of questions. So my advice to you is drop into your heart. What is your heart telling you? And act on it. And just remember the power of no. So until next week, I am sending you so much love. Let me know how this new moon energy is sitting with you. So the new moon will be on the 14th, Saturday the 14th. So really drop into your heart. Sending you so, so much love. Take care, and I'll speak to you very soon.
You have been listening to the Cosmic Cafe podcast with your host, Lexi Wrightson. Let's connect on Instagram. You can find me at Lexi Wrightson, or come to www.lexiwrightson.com and sign up for our mailing list to be the very first to hear about podcasts, events, and all sorts of exciting spiritual news.